Hi everyone, this is Sherry Clark, and welcome to Courage to be Seen. This show's for anyone who longs to take charge of their life, to create more success, accomplish their dreams, and to live in inspiring ways to be powerfully visible and visibly powerful. I'll be sharing stories with you from my own career and experiences, from leading engineering teams for the last 20 years, and also from interactions I have been blessed to have with people I've met from around the world. I want to give you the tools, techniques, strategies, and inspiration so you can be the best you. You can achieve the success you desire, personally and professionally. Being authentic, confident, and empowered are the keys to success and the life that you want. You can have the courage to be seen. Hi, I'm Sherry Clark, and welcome to Courage to be Seen, the podcast where we talk about topics to help you have more success in your life. And I'm really glad that you're here with me today, because if you think about it, we're in such unprecedented times. If you could go back, let's say like a month, and someone would tell you that we're going to close all the schools, that most people are going to work from home, we're going to shut all the restaurants, you can't go there to eat, that 90% of all the flights and travel across the United States and around the world is going to just, you know, be eliminated. And in the United States, we're going to have not a single sporting event going on. No practice, no games, nothing to watch on TV when it comes to sports. I don't think you would have believed it. I don't think anyone could have predicted, you know, where we're going to be at today because of COVID-19. So how are you doing? How are things really affecting you? The amount of stress that this has brought onto our lives is just crazy. You know, maybe you're happy that you don't have a commute. You know, are you having to help your kids with school at home? Are you still getting ready each day? Do you get dressed? Do you take a shower? Maybe you just like to hang out and do your work in your sweats. Are you having to go to the office? If you do, are you worried? Are you worried about your health? Are you worried about your family's health? If you could, would you continue to work from home? If you're an introvert, maybe you'd say, yes, I actually like this better. Or if they let you and you could return to the office tomorrow, would you do that? And why? You know, how you answer these questions, you know, probably determines, you know, how you're doing. And it factors in on, you know, do you have kids, what their ages are? Maybe do you have a partner that helps out at home? Are you on your own? Do you live in a small house or an apartment or a big house with land? You know, do you have parents at home that you're also caring for? So not only do you worry about kids, that you're also, you know, worrying about taking care of someone else. All these things contribute to the amount of stress that you may be having right now. And it is crazy. You know, sometimes I hear people say they have more time right now. And that's hard for me to imagine. Yes, that there's certain things in our life that are taking less time, like commute. But with the amount of things that we're juggling, it just blows me away when people say, you know, I have more time to do things. Hey, let's all get on a Zoom call and catch up someone that you haven't talked to in 10 years. When in reality, it seems like there's more things to keep track of. And there's more stress in our lives. And that's what I want to talk about today. I want to talk about the stress that you might be feeling. How can you deal with it? How can you not just survive this time, but actually thrive and get through it? So while we're trying to work from home and cook and clean and take care of our kids and help them with their schooling, it's no surprise. It really is no surprise that we're stressed out, but we can get through it. And part of it, we can get through it by helping each other. Part of it, like, we can realize, you know, what we can control, what we can't control. And there are things that you can do to reduce it. Even though you can't control a lot, like what homework assignments your kids get assigned, there are things that you can do to control, you know, right now, what you're feeling and how you can take some control in your life that does reduce the stress. You know, I started with looking at some just statistics around stress, which I found interesting. Unfortunately, these don't include anything that we're facing right now, because it's all too new and the statistics aren't out there. But even if you looked at the stress we have in our lives before COVID-19, it's a little shocking. 83% of US workers suffer from work-related stress. 83%. That's actually quite amazing. They say 1 million people in the United States miss work on any given day because of stress. 55% of Americans experience stress during the day, and this is one of the most highest rates in the world. We're not the highest stressed out country, but pretty darn close. They say women are more stressed than men, and 63% of employees said they're ready to quit their job because of stress. 63%. And work is the biggest contributor of stress in our lives. This is all pre-COVID-19 statistics, and they are shocking when we stop to think about it. Then when you hear about some of the data that's already coming in with COVID-19 and people working at home, the high unemployment, they say domestic abuse cases are already up. And we've only been at this, a few weeks. That the mental hotlines, the crisis hotlines for mental health issues are very, very busy. So, when they actually can look back on this and try to pull some statistics of what people are feeling and the additional amount of stress they're currently under, it'll actually be shocking. The standard numbers are horrible the way they are, and it's bad enough. But when you add in COVID-19 and all the stress that we've been now facing in the last month, it is just no wonder. No wonder we just are going a little crazy and aren't sure how we're going to take it anymore. And what happens when you think about it? What happens to you when you have stress in your life? First of all, your health is impacted. And this can be everything from like headaches to muscle aches to fatigue, digestive issues, ulcers. You get sick more often, actually. Your immune goes down. So it's not good to have stress just from a health standpoint. We also engage in bad behaviors when we're under stress. I think a lot of us, myself included, you eat more, that you like to munch on things. It's kind of a comfort food. You can also get angry. You can have the short temper. Unfortunately, we see more abuse when people are under stress. Sometimes they skip exercising. And many people turn to things like, drugs, tobacco, alcohol. And lastly, you could also say, under stress, people's mood and personality is affected. It's hard to be motivated when you're under stress. People feel depressed, anxious, overwhelmed. And this is standard. This is just normally kind of how we live our life. And then you add this additional stress that we have right now. I'm sure you're feeling a mixture of all these things. So what I want to talk about is some things that we can do first to try to manage or reduce stress. And then I would like to follow it on with, how do we actually cope with the stress we have? So let's try to reduce some of the stress that you have in your life. And then the stress that we can't reduce, then let's talk about maybe how we can manage it and make it at least not affect us as much. Now, I know you can say, okay, well, I have stress because of COVID-19. But let's kind of talk about what else, or what specifically around COVID-19 is causing stress. One article that I found that I thought was really interesting of, why when something like COVID-19, okay, how can that cause, so much stress? And yes, people are getting sick and dying, and I realize that's stressful. But from a percentage standpoint, to date, not that many people have gotten sick. So why is it so stressful? And part of it is just the way our brains work. Our brains work because we make decisions and use, we predict how the future will be if I make a certain decision. And right now, we can't predict the future in any way. And so then that adds to stress because you don't know how to make decisions. Your brain is actually struggling to perform the way it normally does. And so that just adds all the stress. So you can be feeling stressed and it doesn't make sense. But when you think about it in that way, with this, such a changing environment, it just adds this crazy stress that's not normally there. But let's also think about specifics around stress in you. And so I'm going to ask you some questions and some exercises that you can do to first, you know, just identify and to see if we can reduce some areas of stress. The first one, you really have to identify the cause. So don't just say COVID-19. What specifically is causing stress? So for me, one of them, I would say it could be like submitting the school assignments for my son. It just seems like complicated. I'm enjoying actually doing the schoolwork with him, but then we have to take pictures, or we have certain things, you have to log into a certain website and answer a quiz, and other ones, there's forms to fill out. I don't know. It just seems like that stress of having to get those assignments in is a lot. Doing the work is actually enjoyable. Maybe it's the video meetings, you know, like you're okay talking on the phone to people, but the stress of actually having to get on camera is something that you don't want. Could you be having stress because you're limited on, you know, when or how often you're supposed to go to the store, or being careful so you don't get sick when you go to the store? You go to the store and not everything that you want or usually get is there. Are you worried about your job? You're worried about losing your job. Maybe you've already been furloughed or impacted or had your salary cut or your hours cut back. So with this, I want you to identify the causes of your stress and be very specific. And many times identifying the stress actually helps it, because then now it's not this just invisible cause force that's causing you to have issue and causing stress in your life, but you're actually able to name it. And that helps with managing stress. The second thing is, I want you to avoid, you know, some things that you know are stressful, maybe people or situations, that every time you call somebody from work that it's stressful, maybe you could email them and that would reduce some of the stress. If getting on that Zoom call with your college buddies, you know, is adding extra stress, just say no. Try if you can. Now, certain things you can't eliminate. I realize if that's a work meeting you have to be on and it's on video, then you have to get over it and learn how to be on video. But if you can eliminate certain people or certain situations in your life that cause stress, try to at least minimize them. Have a plan and minimize the length of the time that you have to interact with them if you have to. The third thing is, I want you to eliminate or minimize how much news that you follow right now. Doesn't matter if it's on TV or the internet. It is hard to find positive things in the news right now. So minimize it, because it's just causing additional stress. It doesn't really matter how many what the count is today. Instead, try to fill, you know, your time with positive things like podcasts. I follow several podcasts that I find, you know, inspirational. Reading, listening to music, you know, fill the time with those. Don't be looking at negative news right now. And then lastly, I want you to have reasonable expectations and have a realistic to-do list. You know, just because supposedly you're at home and have more time doesn't mean that you need to do more. When this whole thing kind of first started, I noticed several people that I followed, I started getting emails with, and they had free like Zoom calls and webinars and you know, all these things to kind of help out and be inspirational. And I was shocked how overwhelming it was. You know, and I just had to say no, even though a lot of this I thought seemed really interesting. And hey, I could have just filled hours and hours in my week with all this free information. But it wasn't appropriate for me right now. It wasn't something I could do. That's just, I had to say no and focus on, you know, the priorities that I already had set and the things with my family and my work and go forward with that. And so you need to do the same. So I want you to do an exercise with me. I want you to think about the current situation. Wherever it is for you, it could be working from home, it could be having to go into the office, it could be taking care of kids, whatever you're currently kind of doing. I want you to list some of the top things that you actually like about the situation as it is right now. So you could pause this, take some time, but I want you to actually think, what are the positive things about right now? So I did this, and a couple of them for me, and I'll share them with you. That the one is, I'm actually loving I'm not waking up to an alarm clock. That I normally go to CrossFit at 5 a.m., so my alarm goes off at 4:20, I roll out of bed, I drive to CrossFit. And right now I'm just not setting an alarm. And I still wake up early. I'm an early morning person, but I wake up between 5 and 5:30 and I start my day. I get up without an alarm. And I think it's actually kind of this really cool feeling. I'm exercising, you know, I'm going for walks, I'm going for runs. It really helps me clear my head. We have plenty of space here where I live, so I'm able to do that and pretty much make sure I take some time every day by myself to do that. I'm liking to work with Jared on his homework. I don't, like I said, I don't really like turning in the assignments and the stress to make sure we get it all done, but I actually enjoy the working on the homework. We're eating earlier. We've always wanted to eat earlier. It now seems to work out into our schedule. My college son is home and I actually go to bed earlier. So that's some things like right in this current situation that I like. Then I want you to list what are the top things that are causing you stress. So for me, one, like I said, would be this, we have to turn in the homework. Two, you know, trying to stay healthy and make sure we don't bring, you know, COVID-19 home and affect my son. And then the third top thing of stress for me right now is, you know, I worry about my team. I worry about, you know, how they're handling all this and the stress that they're feeling. So make your own list. And it's good to say what are the good things going on in the situation as much as what are the big stressors. Because you might find out, you know, hey, I never really thought about that. That is a good thing, and I like it right now. So I want us now to transition and focus on things that we can do to deal with the stress that we can't control. You know, we can't eliminate. Some of it's just gonna be there, and you just have to accept that it's gonna be there. The first one is I want you to establish a routine. That it seems like right now, you know, we don't have to have a routine. And maybe you always complained, man, there's so much stress to get the kids out to school on time. And I don't like now, or it's better now that I don't have to get dressed. I don't have to take a shower. I question that. You know, some people I talk to, they say, I don't know what day it is. Well, then you probably need more of a routine. I still get up and I get ready for each day. I think that's important. And so that's a way you can kind of take control and actually reduce stress to find a way to put that routine, you know, back in place. Second is self-care. Now I can't go out and get a massage like I normally would tell you to do, you know, but I can make sure I'm eating right. I can make sure I'm exercising, that I'm getting the sleep I need. I can do things like take a bubble bath. I can listen to music. I could dance. I could do some yoga. So make sure you're prioritizing self-care. All these things reduce stress. And so take some time in each day, you know, prioritize that and fit it into your schedule. That you'll be amazed how helpful that is in terms of reducing stress. The next, I'm going to say, get more sleep. I've been going to bed earlier. I still wake up quite early and I'm waking up without an alarm clock. So I'd say I'm getting enough sleep. But if you're not getting enough sleep, your body will carry stress from today to tomorrow. And sleep is the one thing that can kind of help your body clear the stress out. So make sure you are getting enough sleep. The fourth thing is find someone that you can talk to. We need connection. And I know we're all stuck at home and maybe have too many people in one house. So find a friend, talk to them. I don't think texting counts. I think you really need to have conversation, but sometimes just a good laugh with someone on the phone can really help you, you know, take some of the stress off. Don't call them up to necessarily complain about whatever's stressing you out, but find someone to have some connection and talk things through if you need to. The fifth one is meditate. You know, take some time, do some deep breathing. Let your mind slow down. You know, if you are in your car and you just have the gas, you know, just on and that engine's revving and it just goes and goes and goes, you know, eventually you have to let the engine cool down. Same thing with your mind, your head. You can't just keep going and going and going. And meditation, yoga, deep breathing, these are all ways that you can let your mind recover. Slow down, take that deep breath, and you'll find it's very, very helpful in terms of reducing stress. It's actually quite amazing how some deep breathing, how quickly that can actually make you feel better. If you haven't ever tried it, you know, you can like YouTube, there's plenty of free things out there, but just sit there with your eyes closed, take a few deep breaths, and you'll be amazed. I'm actually kind of surprised. You know, in China, they actually take naps after lunch. They turn the lights off in the office and everyone at their desk, you know, takes a nap. And I wish we did that in the United States. I think you need that time to kind of recover so you can keep going. The sixth thing I tell you is to journal. Get things out of your head onto paper. For some reason, it seems like it's just easier to deal with things once you admit it happened. And you no longer have to worry about it inside your head. You can put it on the paper and let the universe kind of help take care of it. The seventh thing is take up a new hobby, something that you enjoy. Maybe it's creative, like painting, or I know it's harder right now because you can't go out, but maybe you wanted to take photography. You can take pictures around your backyard or something. But make some time for yourself. Take something that really, like, you're taking control and doing something that you enjoy and can work on that is stress-free for you. So that way you can balance out some of those moments of stress that you have to deal with. The eighth thing, and this probably won't surprise you, when I'm going to tell you that sometimes you have to say no. You know, like I was telling you about, I was amazed right when this all started, the number of free webinars that all sounded really great that you could attend and listen to and Zoom calls. And I really had a look at, you know, how much fits into my life. This was causing more stress just because there were all these exciting things to do. And it was stress I didn't need. It didn't fit right now. And so I had to say no. I had to know where my priorities were. I had to know where my boundaries are. You know, just because like you're working from home doesn't mean that you work 24 hours a day. Have an end to your day. Know where those boundaries are. Now, I work some kind of crazy hours sometimes because I do work in the evenings, you know, with my team in China. I do work sometimes really early mornings with my colleague in Europe. So I'm not saying only work, you know, 8 to 5 because, you know, that's not realistic either. But know where those boundaries are, know how that works, and say no if it doesn't fit in. Say no if someone invites you to that Zoom call to catch up and you're like, I don't think I'm going to do that today. And that's okay. Number 9, I'm going to tell you to start small. Sometimes things are just too overwhelming and maybe you can pick off a piece of it and focus on and work on. So like we want to clean out a garage. You know, that is always overwhelming, but I'll make a list. Okay, today I'm going to empty this box and I'm going to go through it and sort it. And if you can break up big activities into small chunks, then you can make progress. And as you make progress, then you'll continue to make more progress. So find a way to get started. Find a way to take some action, but make sure that that's reasonably sized action, that's small, and then you can get going. And lastly, that you need to have gratitude. This is huge. And sometimes when you're stressed out, you say, well, if I'm so stressed out, it's hard to be thankful. And I realize that. But it's amazing if you take time and thank people. Notice them and specifically thank them that, one, you're brightening their day. You're reducing their stress because they're like, oh, they appreciated what I did. And then but it also is helping you. And the more that you can be thankful, we all have things to be thankful for right now. So yes, it's stressful that my college son is home and it's like he never left high school and he leaves his shoes around and he doesn't clean up, but I'm thankful he's here. It's fun to have him and get to spend time with him because, you know, I've missed him for the last 6 months. So I'm actually thankful, even though it is stressful, right? And find those times. Make sure you take a piece of time out of each day and reflect and say, you know, what should I be thankful for today? What went well? We all have things, no matter how hard it is that we're going through something. There's something each day that you could find to be thankful for. So I know it's crazy. I know that many times right now, it's so easy to just say that I can't take it. I'm ready to pull my hair out. It's fine to push back. It's fine to say no. But you can get through this. It won't be forever. We don't know when the end is going to come. That's partly adding to the stress because we can't predict the future. But you can get through this. So let me just go through these ideas, one more time for you. First of all, make sure you have some routine. Find the routine that works. It might not look like your old routine. Don't think you have to keep everything up that you used to, but find out what routine does work in this current environment and stick with it so you don't have that stress that you don't know what day it is. Prioritize self-care, even if that's taking a shower, taking a bubble bath, taking a walk, but find a way to prioritize self-care. Get more sleep. Allow your body to naturally deal with some of the stress that it has. Don't take stress from one day to the next. Get the sleep that you need. Find someone to talk to. Find someone that you can release and laugh and joke around with. But have that connection. It's so important right now. When we can't physically have that connection, you at least want to call them. More than just texting. Texting and trying to stay contacted to people on Facebook, isn't enough. You have to talk with somebody. The fifth item was meditate. Take those deep breaths. Let your mind slow down. Let it catch up. The sixth is journal. And remember, the journal doesn't have to be shared with anyone. This is your own. This is your own journaling. That way you can be truthful and get those things out of your head. You can stop worrying about them. Seventh, find a new hobby and something that you enjoy and spend some time. That way you can take some control and some enjoyment out of each day. Number eight, don't forget to say no when you need to. You still need to set those boundaries. You can do it. And this is the best time to start if you haven't done it. Number nine, divide the big tasks into small ones. Find something that you can take action on and get things going. So don't let something become overwhelming. Break it up, start small. And lastly, be thankful. There's a lot of gratitude that we can share with one another and improve lives. So make sure to take some time out of each day and be thankful. And I'm thankful for you to be joining me today. That, my closing message and reminder to you is that we can only be ourselves. And I have found by, embracing, who I am and being authentic to myself, that having the courage to be seen has added so much joy to my life. And it's really transformed, who I am. I have more courage. This is why I created this podcast, so I could share this with you. I invite you to check out my website, couragetobeseen.com. There you can check out me, my coaching program, the ACES program, and my contact information is there. Every day I post inspirational messages on Facebook and on Instagram. I invite you to follow me there, and you can see those. If you like this podcast, subscribe. So that way you get a reminder each time that we record a new one, and you won't miss the ones in the future. And you send me a note. If there's a topic that you'd like me to talk about or share, I'd be happy to hear from you. I love getting feedback and use that to make the shows, as useful as we can in the future. I hope during this time that you are taking care of yourself, you're staying safe and healthy, with your family. And like I said, we will get through this. One day we'll look back and just say, wow, what amazing times we got through. But right now, it is stressful. Admit it's stressful. And make the adjustments that you need to take care of yourself. Because if you don't, your health will suffer. And that we're already been under way too much stress, and just putting this on top without doing some very conscious, efforts to reduce it, it's just a recipe for disaster. So take care of yourself, and I look forward to speaking to you again soon.
Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.